What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I asked you if you had anything tie-dye.
I do not have anything tie-dye. Why? I'm not a tie-dye person.
No, you don't seem it.
Nah, it's not a...
Who's the most tie-dye guy at the fan?
Rusty, probably.
Yeah. I can see that.
I could see Buck having some tie-dye.
Well, tie-dye is a very fun kids activity, so I do have three tie-dye shirts that we just made in the backyard.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wear one tomorrow.
I'm trying to think, like... At one point, I may have had a Blues Traveler tie-dye shirt, maybe.
Somewhere I've never owned anything tie-dye.
I can't. I don't find it to be a good look.
No, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But it's somehow a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, psychedelics, man.
Well, the Ducks want you to wear tie-dye to the Wisconsin game on the 25th of October.
Yeah. No.
It's going to be a tie-dye out.
Which is weird because Oregon doesn't wear... Well,
we're hippies up here.
But does anyone?
What do you mean Oregon doesn't? Tie-dye is like if you said what state is most synonymous with tie-dye, I would say probably Oregon.
Yeah.
California.
California. Berkeley. Look, I get it, but why? Like what? Like I get
it. Just being different.
But are they going to sell like a bunch of duck tie? Are they going to wear tie-dye uniforms? Is it going to be in court? Because normally if you wear, like, if it's a blackout, you're wearing a black uniform. White out, you're wearing whites. You know, there's some.
Yeah. I'm guessing, maybe they'll do a pretty psychedelic uni that day.
Maybe not the unis, but, like, all the undergarments, all the, like, you know, the stretch fit stuff.
Sleeves.
And armbands and gloves and stuff.
I don't know.
Cleats?
I'm actually kind of interested in what that might look like if people commit to the bit.
A buddy of mine, though, fellow Duck, pointed out, why wouldn't you announce this 2 days later on Jerry Garcia's birthday?
Yeah, why did they announce it today?
I don't know. I think they probably just had a calendar. They're like, we're going to...
Well, did Bill Walton die on this day? That day? Or
no. This is the 60th anniversary, I know, of the Grateful Dead. So I think that's... Oh. Yeah, the Grateful Dead community is in the midst of celebrating the band's 60th anniversary. And there's a 3-night run by Dead and Company in the band's hometown of San Francisco this weekend, so maybe that's what it was?
Well, no, they're saying the tie-dye for their game against Wisconsin is in honor of Bill Walton.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know why they chose to release that today and why that particular game.
But Bill wasn't a Duck.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was a Bruin. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, I guess, man.
In the video they released, they referenced the time the Grateful Dead came to Autzen in June of 1978, but I don't know what that has to do with any of this.
Yeah,
maybe Walton was there.
Did you know the Dead played there?
I found that out today because I saw the same little video, but no, I was not aware. Not aware that the Dead had played there.
In the video, it was Bill Walton standing on the field at Autzen Stadium wearing a Duck shirt, so...
All right. Go tie-dye. Will you be wearing tie-dye? I mean,
No. No. Like I said, I don't have any tie-dye.
No. Well, maybe you could buy some.
Are people here really committed to that bit, though? Do you think that will be a thing? Because I feel like Buck said this during the break, and I think he's right. He's like, when you do the whiteout or the blackout or whatever they do in college football, pretty much everybody does it now. Mm-hmm. The South, it's a whole different level of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that committed to it, even though we do do it.
Students will get into it, super fans will get into it, but like you go to a Tennessee game and everybody is in Tennessee orange, period, end of statement. And, you know, even if you're doing the special games like the Penn State whiteout, everyone will be in white for that game. There was a brief moment in time in Oregon football history, I think, where it would have been 2003 when they debuted the lightning yellow uniforms, and Autzen all the time looked lightning yellow, and that was pretty cool. But when you say on your ticket that you're changing it every week, black, green, tie-dye, striped, whatever, it's just, there's no staying power there.
Hmm. Someone said, I'm a Duck fan and I own a Duck tie-dye shirt. Well, there you go. Someone said else, tie-dye helmets could be cool.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, the tie-dye helmet. The uniform might be a bit much, but if you did a tie-dye helmet, I could see that being a pretty cool thing. And look, let's give Oregon some credit. Oregon makes really good gear. So if they release a whole set of tie-dye merch,
unlikely to screw it up.
Yeah, because I saw the they did the Grateful Dead logo, but with the duck.
With green and yellow instead of red and blue.
It was a cool thing. If you like the Grateful Dead, I am not a Grateful Dead fan. I don't get jam bands necessarily, but I could see where this would be pretty cool. By the way, the that Russian, the prison walk, 4,000 miles from Siberia to British-controlled India.
How long did it take them?
They're saying 11 months.
4,000 miles?
4,000 miles. God. It was a 2010 film, The Way Back. Now, it has been debated. There are people that are claiming that this guy is full of crap. There's a controversy surrounding it, but no one can prove or unprove his story. But some people think that it's just the idea that you could walk 4,000 miles through Siberia, through the Gobi Desert, through the Himalayas.
No way.
There's some people that think that he's full of crap.
Yeah.
But he was a Polish officer that claims, and no one's really around to verify those claims. But he wrote a book, and they made a movie about it, and if he did do it, it's incredible.
All right, up next, who would you trade? Browns quarterback edition on the fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.